Mugabe told colleagues he was travelling to Singapore for a post-operative check after an operation on one of his eyes. His spokesman, George Chirumba, said he had a cataract removed during his annual break in Singapore last month. Mr. Mugabe's health remains a closely guarded secret. The president is reportedly suffering health setbacks in his recovery after what had been initially billed as a minor medical procedure in Singapore last month. But last month, Mr. Mugabe, one of Africa's longest-serving leaders, dismissed reports of his medical problems as naked lies. Mr. Mugabe goes on holiday each year over the Christmas and New Year break in Asia. He also consults doctors in Asia. On Friday, ministers in the inclusive government say they received notification that cabinet was cancelled Tuesday. Last week, Mr. Mugabe only attended the cabinet for about 2 hours. The last full cabinet meeting was on December 14th. Senior government officials in Harare say ministers are anxious because they need to make decisions to meet urgent deadlines. The main goal of the two-year-old unity government was to reform repressive laws inherited from the previous ZANU-PF government so that free and fair elections can be held. Irene Petras, director of Zimbabwe's Lawyers for Human Rights, says Parliament has been unable to reform many laws because of delays by the executive. Chirumba said Mr. Mugabe will return to Zimbabwe on February 20th, the day before his 87th birthday. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Johannesburg.